Hello everyone, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Juan Balmori, I'm a program manager in the Office Extensibility team. And in this video, I'm gonna talk to you about the latest in Word extensibility. So just a quick recap of what are Office add-ins. As you may know, Office add-ins are basically extensions that you can create using HTML, web technologies such as HTML, JavaScript, and you can actually host it inside Office applications like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Office web add-ins are basically composed of two parts. The first one is the web app itself, and then we have a manifest which basically describes how the add-in is going to behave inside Office applications and where is the web app located, among other things. But the idea is that you register this manifest within Office applications, and by doing that, you basically have your extensions up and running. Now, the cool thing about Office add-ins is that this is the only technology that you can actually use to make your extensions run in beyond the Windows platform. So if you want an extension to run in Mac or iOS or web online, this is the only way you can do it. There's a third component that it's also shipped as part of Office add-ins, which is a JavaScript library known as Office.js. that we actually use to communicate your extension to consume the content of either Excel, Word, or PowerPoint. And this is we shipped this library since Office 2013, actually, but we've been adding more and more functionalities. And the idea of this video is that I'm gonna tell you what's new in that library and other things that we added into Word for extensibility purposes. So the first big announcement that we are doing at Build is that the Word 1.3 requirement set of the JavaScript API, it's actually released to production. Previously, it was in a preview, but now we reach a solid release. And not only that, but we also support the JavaScript API in all the platforms. So we used to have this problem of only available in certain platforms, 1.3, and all the other requirement sets in Word work across the board. So just a quick recap here. As you know, when we release new functionalities to the JavaScript APIs, we actually do it through what we call requirement sets. And in the case of Word, we have shipped three requirement sets. As you can see here, you know, all the blues is the 1.1 requirement set, which is sort of the basic object for Word extensibility. In version 1.2, we shipped additional support for inline pictures, as well as a bunch of bug fixes. And then the 1.3 really represents a major release within Word development. And we are adding additional functionality to manipulate very detailed arrange within Word, as you will see in my demo. We added other highly requested objects, such as tables. So we added an object model that is actually very deep in tables, that you can actually add rows or have access to the cells of a table. You have the lists. You can insert hyperlinks, and another feature that has been highly requested is the access to custom document properties and inline document properties. So all of those things are included in the 1.3 release that you can actually try today in the production CDN. So with that, I would like to jump to a demo of some of the key functionalities of 1.3. And for that, what I'm going to be using is ScriptLab. As you probably heard in Build, we're making this announcement that we are shipping this add-in that is really a great way of learning how to use the APIs. This was shipped by my team, and it's actually very useful because you can actually use it to try many things. You know? Here are some basic examples of the API, but I really want to focus in a couple of examples that will give you, you know, an understanding of what's 1.3, you know? And one of the samples that I want to show you is this one. Many developers want to have a lot of control in the ranges that are in a document. Like, for example, I want to get the sentence that currently has an insertion point and stuff like that. So this example more or less shows you how to do those things, no? When you click on Setup, we're adding a few paragraphs here, and what I'm going to do is that I'm going to make the font larger so that you can actually see that, for example, the first paragraphs have a few sentences here. No? And now there are requirements, like, for instance, when I click on this button, I'm going to get all the sentences that are in the current insertion point all the way to the end of the document. So that means that if I select the last paragraph, as you can see here, if I click on this button, what you're going to see is the entire sentence of the current insertion point, all the way to the end of the paragraph. If I go to the previous one and select a word or do any random selection there, and I click the button again, what you will see here is that I'm getting two sentences, because there are, from that point on, are two sentences in the paragraph. So this is just very simple, but with APIs that we provide, you can enable this and many, many other types of scenarios. So as you can see here, the way that we achieve it is that we are actually getting the selection, which is basically a range of whatever the user is selecting. And then we're calling the getTextRanges method that, as you can see, takes a parameter, a delimiter, which in this case is the point. It's an array that has a set of delimiters. And those delimiters are basically what the API is doing is that it's going to go right and left in the document until it finds those delimiters. So basically, it's going to find all the sentences that are in this document. And then once I get that sentence, I want to know what other sentences are towards the end of the document. And as you can see here, what I'm doing is that I'm getting, you know, the paragraph. I'm getting actually the paragraph, the entire paragraph of that insertion point. And then I'm going to the end of that paragraph. And finally, what I'm doing is that I am expanding my selection. As you can see, the expand to method, it's going to expand for the current selection all the way to the end of the document. And in that way, I'm able to get all the sentences. So this is just one example, but you can see that how this is in a very generic way, and you can actually use this for a bunch of scenarios. Like, for example, this one. Let's say this example, I like it a lot. When you select a new script, you're asked to refresh here. I'm going to set up the sample again, so I'm going to add some content here. And when I click on this button, what you're going to see is that my admin is going to grab the first paragraph of this document, and it's going to select word by word, kind of in a karaoke way. And a scenario for this is like a dyslexic reader scenario where we need to highlight text for people with some disabilities. So when I click here, you will see that, see how the highlighting word by word? So basically what I'm doing here is that I'm getting the first paragraph of the selection, of the document in this case. And then what I'm doing is that I am traversing, you know, using the split method, I'm able to get each of the words of the document because I am sending a space delimiter. And then what I'm doing is that I am traversing that collection of ranges and changing, getting the format of them and really changing the highlight color, and that's exactly what I'm doing here. So you can see that the range manipulation is something that it's super important for Word developers, and you can do many, many scenarios with the JavaScript API. Now, tables is pretty straightforward. I'm going to set up the document again. Let me just remove this. Set up the document, and you can see I'm inserting a table here, and you can see that it's a table that has styles, and it's very simple to use. I mean, in this case, what I'm doing is that I'm inserting a table. And as you can see here, I am defining an array that is going to contain whatever I want to insert on that table. And then I'm calling a body.insertTable method with that array, and basically it returns there. I'm setting up the style. You know, we have this set of built-in styles, so I can apply an existing style to that table. And now the other example here, when I click on this button, is that we're getting the content of the first cell of that table. As you can see here, I'm using this method to get within my tables. I get the first table, and I'm getting the cell 00 body, and then I'm just having direct access to the content of that cell. And finally, the last example that I want to show you is around lists. So again, if I just close this and I set up the document, you will see that there are many paragraphs here. And the way that we implemented lists is that every paragraph can actually be part of a list. So what I'm doing here is that I'm inserting a list, but the code that I'm doing here, it's important because I actually am grabbing the second paragraph, as you can see on the sample, and I'm converting that paragraph into a list. And then I'm using the method, the insert paragraph method, because once you have a list and you insert paragraphs within Word, generally those newly inserted paragraphs are part of the list. And the same happens here. When I use the location start or end, I'm going to insert paragraphs above and beyond the list, and they will be part of the list. If I do it after the list, then it will be outside. For example, this one, you can see that it's an after insertion. So it inserts the sentence outside. It inserts a paragraph outside the list boundary. And well, you can find many other examples here. Custom properties, very simple and very requested feature here. Read and write custom properties. So you can see I can insert numeric properties in the document, string properties, and then I can actually read those properties you will see in the console. And if I go to the information of this document, if I go to the properties, advanced properties, you will see that effectively there are two custom properties, one numeric and one string added to the document. So play with them, use them in Windows, Mac, iOS, online. It's available across the board, and send us feedback with any updates. Now, the next big announcement that my team is doing in Word Extensibility is that we are shipping to production and supporting editable rich text content controls. And for those of you that don't know what content controls are a very important piece of concept that web developers love because it enables you to have like placeholders within a document. And then you can, as a developer, you can actually write back to those placeholders. And probably you have used this before because if you go to the new option here and you, for example, load one of our templates for resumes, you see that this document looks like a very simple document that is just text and stuff. However, if I go to the developer tab and I hit on design mode, you will see that most of the metadata of this document are actually content controls. So in the case of this resume, I have the experience content control, I have other metadata like the email of the person that is doing this, the name and the experience and so on and so forth. So these are places in the document that I can actually then using my extensions with my Office add-ins, I can actually, for example, create a resume builder that it's connected to LinkedIn, and I can bring all the metadata from LinkedIn and insert it into the resume. So that's why content controls, it's an important aspect of Word Online. And I have here a few examples that you can actually, for other, I was preparing before the demo a document that has, this is another one of the pre-shipped templates for Word for an event. It's a very nice template here. And it also has content controls. But as you can see here, most of the content controls are kind of hidden. So if you can see here, I am showing, I have many different ways of visualizing content controls into a document. I can actually don't show it at all, or I can show, for instance, a bounding box. And as you can see here, if I add a bounding box, it will have like the title of the content control, and it's going to be more visible to the end user. So I'm going to load the same, exactly the same document in Word Online. And as you can see here, the second item didn't have the bounding box appearance. However, the first one does. And as you can see here, you know, the UI and the look and feel is exactly the same as the rich client. And most importantly, you know what, my event, the most important part is that they are editable. So it used to be a few weeks ago that the content control, the rich text content controls were just read only. So now the users can actually read and write content to them and do many, many interesting scenarios. And what I'm going to show you here is it's an add-in that we actually used for testing purposes inside of Microsoft, that it's used to create content controls. And as you can see here, what I'm doing is that I'm going to do a selection. The idea is that this works very similar to the developer tab in the rich clients. I'm going to do a selection here. And then when I click on the rich text button here, this is the add-in. It has some add-in commands, some ribbon entries. When I click on this button, a content control will be added here. And then if I click on properties, I am going to open a task pane and I can change all the properties of a content control. For example, I can say name because it's going to be the title. And if you see, if I apply it, you will see that the name is reflected here. I can change the color of the content control to be red, for instance. Let me select red here. Now it's kind of a pink color here. And if I apply it, you will see that it changes the color. I can change the appearance. Again, I can show it by tags, you know, and you will see the tags in the document. So this code, it's also online. It's a sample that you can actually download and play with it to see how you can actually modify any property of a content control. And those are the two main things that we are adding to Word Extensibility. So I showed you the demo about content control supporting Word Online. Finally, what I want to close my presentation with some references to some useful resources. So everything that has to do with Office development, including the reference to the JavaScript API for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint is in dev.office.com. So go there, that's the source of truth. We also have an open spec for the features that are coming right now. If you want to see that and give us feedback, they are in GitHub, and you can see the link here in my slide. We also have a very active community in Stack Overflow, and the Word in specific, I'm very involved in it, and I answer a lot of questions there. So go to Stack Overflow, questions with tag office-js. It's something that we definitely keep a look on, keep an eye on. And then you can also ask for new features. And if you go to User Voice on this link, you can actually see all the requests that our community is doing, and if people can vote for each of them. So if your request goes at the top by votes, our team is looking into those things, and we will implement them in the future for sure. So with that, as a summary of what I discussed, I'm excited to announce that in Word Extensibility, we have now the 1.3 requirement set in production. You can use it in all the platforms, in Win32, Mac, iOS, and online. And we also shipped editable content controls in Word Online. So with that, I want to close my video, and I want to wish you a very successful conference in Build 2017. Thank you.